Hi everyone. Starting from this Saturday, it's National Science Week, with schools and organizations across the nation running events to educate audiences on the world around us. The Indigenous Science Experience is one of these events, running out of Redfern tomorrow and focusing on the ways in which Western and Indigenous sciences intersect across the fields of astronomy, medicine, and more. To discuss this experience, we're joined by its organizer, Professor Joanne Jamie, a chemist specializing in bioorganic and medicinal chemistry. Her work focuses on collaborating with Indigenous communities to further knowledge development and empower youth in education. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Noah. It's lovely to be chatting to you.
I wanted to get started by discussing your background in this field. Could you speak to your collaboration between yourself and Indigenous communities when developing knowledge in the field of chemistry?
Okay. I've always had a fascination of medicinal plants and how they work. And I was very fortunate, actually back in almost 2000, to be introduced to the Yagal Elders of Northern New South Wales. So I've had a long-term collaboration with the wonderful Yagal Elders. And it came about because they were requesting for Macquarie University to examine the chemistry and biology behind what made their medicinal plants effective. And I wanted to take up this opportunity with them. It was actually through a wonderful collaborator at Macquarie University who had already had a lovely relationship with the Yagal Elders that we got asked to come up and meet them and spend time just talking with them about their medicinal plants and other cultural practices. And that led to what's become a just beautiful relationship. It's led to them sharing information on how they use their plants, us exploring what it is in the plants that make them so effective. But it's also led to us together looking at cultural revitalization and sharing with others the wonderful knowledge that the Yagal Elders have, but also other First Nations peoples have across Australia.
That's lovely. These plants with medicinal and chemical properties, they do feature heavily at tomorrow's event. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about them?
There's a range of plants that we've looked at together, and I've got a few favourites. I'm going to mention a couple of them. And the first one is Alphatonia excelsa, which is also known as soap tree. And it's a plant that the Yagal Elders have shared with me where they crush up the leaves and rub it in a bit of water, and it lathers up like a soap. And it's a natural antiseptic. We've together looked at what is in those plant leaves, and it includes compounds that are antibacterial, and anti-inflammatory and antioxidant, which are all good things to make that plant very good for helping for making the skin all nice and healthy.
Yeah, right. I noticed you're also discussing a item that should be familiar to most of the audience, tea tree oil.
Yes, in fact, tea tree, so the Melaleuca alternifolia, grows in northern New South Wales. That's where it's most dominant, around Yagal and Bundjalung country. And it's the knowledge that Yagal and Bundjalung elders have had on how they use tea tree leaves for their skin care and other health purposes that really accelerated the whole tea tree industry. And it's an amazing plant to look at. And so we do some work even at present on that plant and closely related other tea tree plants and look at their medicinal properties.
Oh, great. Part of tomorrow's event is the inclusion of student leaders and elders from the NISEP, the National Indigenous Science Education Program, developed by yourself and your partner, Dr. Ian Jamie. What are the aims of the NISEP in terms of education for Indigenous youth?
Well, the National Indigenous Science Education Program, NISEP, it actually came about in our early stages of working with the Yagal Elders, where we brought along a few hands-on science activities as science educators. We thought it'd be a nice way of just getting to know the elders better. And they actually said these would be fantastic to make our youth leaders. Mm-hmm. And so they invited us to work with them and their local youth to get them as science leaders in their schools. And that led to building up leadership opportunities of those youth at community events, such as the Indigenous Science Experience at Redfern. But what's really beautiful is these secondary school students show younger kids these great science activities, but in the process they build their confidence, they connect to science, and they also act as great role models for other youth, particularly in regions where they might not normally see youth being scientists. And really our goal for this, and what the Yagal Elders wanted out of this, was for Indigenous students to see that they were absolutely capable of anything they wanted to put their mind to. So it's really about building confidence, motivation, and the skills that these youth see that, yes, they can do whatever they wish to do.
Oh, that's fantastic. That building of confidence and educating others is really what National Science Week is all about.
Absolutely. And what I love is it also fits in beautifully with the NAIDOC theme for this year, the Next Generation Strength, Vision and Legacy. And we'll see at our Indigenous Science Experience at Redfern these lovely NICEP students working alongside the elders, which I think really aligns with that theme beautifully.
For sure. Chemistry aside, what else can we expect to see at the Science Experience tomorrow?
There are so many things to see and do. So we invite the visitors to come along and yarn with Aboriginal knowledge custodians, so including the Yagal elders to hear about bush foods and medicines, but also with South Coast Seaweed about customer used seaweeds, learn from bush to bowl about native foods and taste some of them, weave a basket or a bracelet with Wiradjuri educator Renee Cawthorn, who also is at Macquarie University teaching on Indigenous science. They can also explore about Aboriginal astronomy. They can learn from Torres Strait Islander Rhett Logan about his cultures through virtual reality, have cultural performances, and get hands-on with so many other things.
Oh, that's great. Sorry, Joanne, that's all the time we have today, but thank you so much for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Noah.
No worries. If you're interested, the Indigenous Science Experience runs from 9 a.m. tomorrow at the Redfern Community Centre. You can find more information at the City of Sydney website at whatson.cityofsydney.newsouthwales.gov.au or up on our website after the show at 2ser.com. Thanks, y'all.